Let's play it through one last time. I have my capo on the 7th fret, so whenever I play an A minor, it's actually an E minor, which most notation of the song is written out that way, in the key of E minor. We'll go through the chorus part twice so that you can hear the fancy ending. And occasionally you may hear me do an F strum as opposed to the arpeggio. At least that's what in theory is going to happen. Let's cross our fingers and find out, shall we? One, two, three.